The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Podcorn, the daily podcast from the Guardian film team. My name is Benjamin Lee and it's Wednesday, 11th of November. Joining me today to talk about the latest film news is Catherine Shaw. Catherine, give me a film title to describe how you're feeling today.
Maybe Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, wow.
Just a
rough night. Okay. There's an interesting story today that's come out of last night's Vanguard Awards. I didn't even know it was a thing. Did you?
Is that about Van? Is that lady in the van?
It's Van. It's an award for the best van, best Vanguards.
Just that bit at the front, the grill. Should
yeah,
be a van
you guard
grill.
That then. Screenwriter Ron Nicewainer, who's probably best known for writing Philadelphia, but he's also been behind The Painted Veil and some Homeland episodes, gave a speech about being gay in Hollywood and also spoke in some incredibly frank detail about how his most recent project was de-gayed. That's his word. And the film in question is Freeheld,
a drama starring... Well, he didn't say explicitly, I'm talking about Freeheld.
He didn't, but then he talked about a film in great detail, which had the same plot as Freeheld. The film is called Freeheld, which is a drama starring Julianne Moore and Ellen Page as a couple fighting for their rights to receive the same treatment as a heterosexual couple with regards to pension benefits.
Ooh.
It's even duller than it sounds. It was seen as this Oscar contender originally, and then premiered at Toronto to some quite poor reviews. I saw it and it was, thought it was pretty bad. I think you kind of agreed. Mm-hmm. He claims it wasn't his fault, which happens a lot after a film comes out and doesn't do very well. This is a quote from him. The producers became fearful, the gay characters were idealised, their edges were smoothed out and the conflict between them was softened. He claims they were made to be more normalised for a wider audience. And it kind of brings to mind comments by Roland Emmerich he made about Stonewall, another gay-themed film. He kind of said that he had to give audiences a straight acting hero, a term he used, which shouldn't be used, because audiences need an easier in. Do you think these filmmakers are kind of being overly cautious, or audiences are still in need of some sort of coaxing when it comes to LGBT stories?
I think probably filmmakers being a bit overcautious. I mean, if you take Freeheld as an example, as a straight woman, I didn't really find myself identifying specifically with either Ellen Page or Julianne Moore. I mean, it would have been a much more interesting story and much more gripping. I think it's rather insulting to the audience to suggest that they can only identify with people of their own particular sexuality. I hope that's insulting. So no, I think with Freeheld it was an issue of casting. It's just incredibly badly cast. You can see why they cast those two actors, but they've got absolutely no chemistry together whatsoever. They just look like a bizarre couple, not because they're gay, but because they just look wrong together. And then you look at photos and trailers of the original couple, and you know, who are apparently kind of crazily lesbian, so that you couldn't possibly relate. And just immediately you think, oh yeah, it's a nice couple. They look like a couple in love. I can see that, you know, and you're much more interested in their story. I mean, what do you think?
Because like, I was thinking something like Milk. I think Milk worked really well because Sean Penn disappeared into it. They didn't pick Sean Penn because he was a masculine guy and had to make audiences believe. You know, Harvey Milk wasn't someone who came off as particularly sort of traditionally masculine, so I think there wasn't any point pretending, which I kind of felt that it was one of the most successful, I think, sort of gay roles in recent years, because you didn't really think of him as being Sean Penn, whereas in Freeheld you think Julianne Moore's hair looks nice.
Yeah, you do. And I think Ellen Page has got this problem that, you know, it's an interesting salutary story, because I'm one of these people that sort of always says, you know, for God's sake, it's pathetic, gay actors in Hollywood don't come out. And yet what has happened to Ellen Page is that she's just now has these roles where she's the kind of smaller, pretty lesbian, and that's kind of not serving her great. I mean, it's a real shame. And she just... that film just doesn't work for so many reasons, and I do think it's a bit sort of lame to kind of blame it on studio prejudice or something like that, or studio cowardice afterwards. It smacks of that, the guy that wrote Grace of Monaco, who then live tweeted screening of it on telly. And actually what he sort of said was, oh God, the music's terrible in this bit. It's really drowning out my lovely script. It's like, oh, script is part of the problem.
Well, the script in Freeheld was bad either way. The lines weren't working either. And also you've got to think, for something like Freeheld, which is, you know, such a small scale film, were the producers really care that much? Was it ever going to make that much money? You know,
What expectations did they really have of it? I mean, they obviously had Oscar expectations, but I mean, Philadelphia. You know, God, how long goes for like 25 years? I mean, I think there's some double standards about how much, you know, people think that people can cope with.
Now, one film which apparently isn't pulling any punches. Segue. The NFL drama Concussion. It premiered last night at the AFI Festival. It's one of the few remaining Oscar contenders still to be screened. It's a film which has already been quite controversial because it focuses on a Nigerian doctor, played by Will Smith, who discovers a concussion-related disease caused by playing American football that leads to severe brain condition. There's been talk this film might have been altered in parts that leads not to offend the NFL, but the director claims this isn't true. What's interesting is that it's now been screened. People are saying that it's quite a damning film about the danger of the sport. It's supposed to have its problems, but apparently standing up and covering a major problem that's been buried by the NFL isn't one of them. The Hollywood Reporter says it's thoroughly engrossing and truly timely. Ann Thompson over at IndieWire said it's less awards fodder and more mainstream commercial fare, but does concede that it does work as a strong argument against the NFL's callous dishonesty about the dangers of football. And the Wrap says the film makes an unequivocal case that going pro might well mean mental illness and an early death for you.
It's like this job.
It sounds kind of patchy from the reviews. Apparently it's a little bit formulaic at times, but it's quite interesting to me, I think, that a film is coming out that is making such a huge case against such a big business in the States. And I feel we're kind of in a season where things are playing it quite safe. I think it's kind of interesting to me that there's a film that's kind of going out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's I don't know about you, I'm not a massive NFL nut, but yeah, this sounds quite interesting. And if I'm thinking that, it's partly because it's a weak year in which there is not a lot of kind of shit going down. There's no sort of controversial films, as you say.
This is an issue which is still going on in the States, and the NFL have tried to bury it, and there's talk about this film, you know, being, they've tried to bury this film too, and it feels like something that happened, the kind of film that was released 20, 30 years ago, where there'd be a film that is kind of daring to go up against some sort of system, and that's kind of been absent for a while, I think.
Yeah, and it's actually where people like Michael Moore benefit, because in that debate the other week about his sort of saying the MPAA shouldn't have rated it R, and he said it, and they should just admit it's because it handles, you know, very dangerous ideas, and it's like, you know, it's not that, those ideas, they're not that dangerous. They're like, you know, good benefits for people, which I suppose maybe it is very dangerous.
Whereas this film is dangerous. It's saying that if you play NFL, you might actually see, you know, have a brain issue which can lead to mental illness and then death. That is, to me, you know, it seems much serious than kind of the Michael Moore I've heard about it.
Interesting. I mean, looking forward to it, bizarrely.
So another day, another actress talking about a gender pay gap.
There's several, aren't there? These ladies. Whoa.
Oh. The latest star to speak out has had some rather surprising things to say about the Hollywood pay inequality. Jennifer Lawrence, Sandra Bullock and Meryl Streep are just some of the names who've already talked about their frustration. But Kay Winslet has spoken to BBC Newsbeat. She finds it all a bit vulgar, Catherine. Her quote is, "I don't think that's a very nice conversation to have publicly at all. I'm quite surprised by these conversations, to be honest, simply because it seems quite a strange thing to be discussing out in the open like that. I'm a very lucky woman and I'm quite happy with how things are taking along." She claims she's never received any sexist treatment and has never felt that she's needed to stick up for herself just because she's a woman. Are you shocked by this reaction?
No, I think it's probably slightly ill-advised. But I sort of have a grudging, some part of me does understand where she's coming from. And I think the cultural divide between the UK and the US in this respect is quite interesting. And I mean, all those sort of, that's where for me this debate still has a lot of interest, is in the nuances, in the kind of diplomatic nuance, like the Jennifer Lawrence Lenny letter essay, really turning the anger in on herself about being paid less for American Hustle and trying to unpick the reasons why that might have been. That's really interesting. This element of it, it's good to concede there is an element of it. I think it would have been better to sort of couch it in those terms rather than say this, because obviously Kate Winslet's a very unusual case. You know, it is going very well for her. She is a sort of woman who's still getting all these great parts and presumably being well paid for it. I mean, I agree that quantifying somebody's value by the amount of money they're paid is a vulgar thing, a vulgar concept. But that's the point, isn't it? Is that that's how people are being valued in Hollywood.
I just think it's a bit of a shame when you see someone of this scale and of this stature who has more of a, you know, an audience to say this, to say something about the industry, and who kind of thinks, well, I'm doing fine, so everyone else is doing fine as well. Whereas there are obviously actors who are much lower down the pecking order who are struggling. And do you not feel like there's kind of a need to stick up for everyone?
There is. But I think for me personally, as somebody that's like you, that deals with these stories day in, day out, I think putting another angle on it, putting another, you know, being frank about why it is that people don't want to talk about it is interesting, rather than just saying it's unfair. You know, everyone knows it's unfair. Kate Winslet coming out and saying it's unfair wouldn't actually change the debate very much at this stage. We, you know, every A-list star has come out and said this already. Every woman has. I think the key thing is for the men to do so. You know, I know Bradley Cooper and all these people have said that, but that's what I think you really need, is really powerful A-list guys and directors like David O. Russell to come out with a bit more of a kind of backup and a bit more of a stance against it than they thus far have.
You can read more about this today on theguardian.com/film, and you can also follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. You can also check out a review of the NFL movie Concussion and interview with Aaron Sorkin. See you tomorrow, and to quote Steve Carell's embarrassingly written character in Ron Nicewainer's D-Gade Freeheld script, I am not a radical, I'm a middle-class Jewish homosexual from New Jersey. Goodbye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.